welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Governor John Carney signed several marijuana bills into law last week, paving the way for existing medical marijuana businesses in Delaware to start recreational sales on an expedited basis. HB 408, amended to support social equity in the cannabis industry, would allow current medical marijuana providers to convert to dual-use licensees that could serve both registered patients and adults over 21. This week, Delaware Public Media's Sarah Petrowich spoke with Adam Gores, Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs for the Cannabis Company, which currently operates three medical dispensaries in the first state, about the prospect of medical marijuana providers soon being able to sell recreationally to customers.
So tell me a little bit about how this conversion process is going to work in enabling compassion centers to serve registered medical cardholders as well as those recreational users.
Yeah, well, I'll take a step back and just point out that, you know, this is a, you know, really pragmatic piece of legislation that's not only going to allow the medical operators to enter the market and remind you that the medical operators have been, you know, compliantly serving, you know, the approximately 10,000 Delawareans that are using cannabis to treat a medical or a health and wellness condition under the supervision of a physician. And these are high quality products, and we have a track record. And so we're, you know, thrilled that, you know, policymakers are looking to us to help kickstart this market. And that's because, you know, every state that has come before us has looked to medical operators to, you know, be one piece of the foundation of how successful sales get off the ground. And it's because we do it every day. And also recognizing from states across the country, if you don't include medical operators in this, the medical program essentially goes away just from the economics of a much larger market size for adult use and medical patients that may choose to self-treat at what may be a more convenient and potentially a lower cost adult use operator. And that's surely because of economics of being able to serve a larger market. And so just like almost every other state in the country, we will now be able to continue to serve our medical patients, but we'll also be able to serve those new adult use customers. And I'll remind you that many of those adult use customers are seeking that cannabis to treat a medical or health and wellness condition, but have not gone to a physician. So you can think of that as over the counter. And I'll point out that this bill is going to allow sales to come quicker, which is, you know, cannabis doesn't grow overnight, and new operators are going to need time to develop their facilities. And this is a bridge to getting to a more robust adult use marketplace. And I'll point out that this is a public health and safety consideration to be able to get adults into the regulated marketplace. It's also an economic development consideration of being able to get businesses jump-started. And finally, it's an issue ultimately for the Treasury in Delaware that's going to bring in funds derived from cannabis sales to fund important programs.
There's tons of stuff you hit there that I definitely want to dive into a little bit deeper. I think kind of coming back to that first part of the question about, you know, the market kind of look like when you create a dual use market now, is there any special training required for employees that they have to go through to do this type of conversion program or any other, like, niche considerations that you have to take into account for?
Well, absolutely is the answer to that. Our employees are already going through the training to prepare for adult use because it takes time. It means that we need to ramp up to higher levels of production. So we are bringing in new team members. And then ultimately for our dispensing staff, that'll soon be going through, you know, in-depth training on, you know, how to better serve somebody that's coming in to purchase cannabis, perhaps for something different than a medical reason. You know, our teams are already really experienced, so this isn't a hard transition.
So talking a little bit about how the proceeds from this market, you know, a big part of this legislation was ensuring that those proceeds from the conversion program go towards the social equity license holders,
yes,
right? Those are those looking enter the business that have been disproportionately affected by marijuana prohibition. So I know that program is on the state side, but how do you see partnerships going forward with helping social equity license holders get on their feet? And I know one of the things you mentioned was, you know, the crops can't grow overnight, right? And if you want to get the market up and running, it's a, you know, enabling existing infrastructure to be utilized is helpful. So talk a little bit more about that.
You know, we have a track record of transitioning from medical to adult use in a number of places, whether it's Illinois or right next door in New Jersey, Massachusetts, and now New York. We're ready for it in that sense. We've done this many times before. You know, we sell adult use cannabis in 9 states throughout the country. You know, every state is different, and every state we're doing it yet better again. You know, we've partnered with social equity businesses, I'd venture to say, in almost all of those other states, just like we will in Delaware. We're broadly supportive of these social equity programs, both through the funding that will go to give them a jump start. But really, I'll point out that we've seen in states the most beneficial relationship is ultimately a commercial one, where we're able to form joint ventures or to co-produce brands that use our expertise and allow a new entrepreneur to get up and running quicker. And that's something we've done in New Jersey and something that we already have plans to do in Delaware.
And I think transitioning a little bit, you know, we've talked about a lot of the benefits of this. There are some advocates, you know, who were against enabling conversion licenses in the legislative process. They noted things like concerns of unfair competition by giving the medical industry a head start, as well as voicing complaints that the existing medical industry hasn't been able to keep up with the current registered demand. So this could potentially increase strain on the market. I mean, do you have any thoughts on these concerns, or yeah, any responses, I guess, to those who see it as a concern giving the medical industry a head start into the recreational industry?
Well, I'd point out that every state that's done it before has done it for the fact that the medical program wouldn't exist once adult use sales got up and running. So, you know, really this was a bill to protect the medical businesses. You know, we're serving our patients, you know, really well in the state. You know, it's a small market. I'll also remind you that we're still under federal illegality, which makes it really difficult for us to operate. And we're hopeful due to President Biden's leadership, Delaware's own, that that'll soon be changing. But it's a tough market. We've shown in state after state that we can continue to serve medical patients really well. And ultimately, you know, this bill is, you know, going to benefit public health safety. It's going to benefit patients in the long run that are going to get better and cheaper access to supply. It's going to help jumpstart new businesses. It's going to provide tax revenue into the state. And all those things come from looking to medical operators to play a role in the rollout of adult use sales. What we've seen in state after state is it may be the medical operators that are the ones that are some of the first to get up and running. The contrary point or the alternative is ultimately for the illicit market to be the one that continues. And so I think from good public policy, being able to get regulated sales off the ground as soon as possible is the benefit of almost all.
Definitely. And I know you talked about this being a protection for the medical industry. And I know you've talked about New Jersey, but one other follow-up on that, I did want to note that I remember in public hearings that there were advocates who actually said that New Jersey was an example of where this program sort of failed in a sense, or at least it was floundering. And they argued that there wasn't enough done by the state to maintain a robust medical program. Is that something that you have seen, or do you feel like Delaware could suffer a similar fate, or do you not even agree with those claims, honestly, and feel that
I don't agree with it at all. I think it's lack of right information, and there's a reason why the legislature overwhelmingly and the governor passed this bill. I think it's been shown that including medical operators is the best way to move forward. And the one state that didn't do it is New York. New York didn't include its medical operators from the get-go. They delayed medical operators by a number of years. And what you're seeing now is, I'll call it the near death of the medical cannabis program in New York. And I don't think I need to, you know, tell your listeners how horrific the rollout of adult use cannabis has been in New York. So I think that was, frankly, the choice for legislators here. And they overwhelmingly made it was, do we want to have a successful program that allows, you know, sales to get up and running and protects the medical businesses, allows for funding to go to social equity ones, or do we want to go the way of New York? And I think our policymakers in Delaware showed that very clearly what they want.
Absolutely. And I think transitioning a little bit back to just the adult use recreational market in general, obviously Delaware has had some hiccups in getting its recreational market up and going, or at least it's been taking a while. Do you believe that this is unique to Delaware? Are there some specific challenges you think this state has been facing in this sphere, or do you see this kind of playing out as a normal introduction to the adult use market?
I think it's as clear as day. Policymakers realize that they should have passed this bill as part of legalization, that the path to be able to get, you know, to get adult use sales off the ground in part was including medical operators, and they've fixed that. You know, Delaware has had a very, very, very long rollout. And remind you that it's not that people in Delaware are not purchasing cannabis. They're purchasing it from unregulated sources, whether it's the traditional illicit market or it's now a robust, intoxicating, unregulated cannabis market that's being sold in gas stations. And so I think this is going to go a long way to making sure that the program gets up and running soon, because Delawareans have waited long enough. And I know that policymakers look to the public in this, and they don't see that long delays in this, the proliferation of an unregulated marketplace, is a good public policy outcome. And this bill goes to great lengths to correct that. And I think now Delaware, with the passage of this bill, is going to be able to have a successful rollout. But without it, I think Delaware was going the way of New York.
And that's a really great segue, really, into just talking about the timeline as well. You know, we know that the applications for conversion licenses will open up on August 1st, and then none can be issued after November 1st. Do you see similarly that the marijuana commissioner, he believes that the market's going to be up and running by early 2025? Do you think that we are on track to meet that target with all of these deadlines?
I do. I think the regulator deserves a lot of kudos for approaching this pragmatically, to be able to take a program that has, you know, not gotten off the ground and to jumpstart it. And we're happy to play a role in that. We are hopeful and optimistic that by 2025, early in 2025, that Delawareans 21 and up will be able to go into a regulated market, regulated dispensary, and be able to purchase taxed and trusted cannabis products. Because right now, their alternative is to purchase unregulated products being sold in gas stations.
And I mean, after everything is said and done, what would you say a successful dual market should look like? And how will Delaware know if or when it has achieved that status?
Well, one would be, you know, something that we've shown a strong track record in every one of the other states that we operate in, that, you know, we'll continue to sell, you know, and service medical patients to the degree that we have, and better. The rollout of adult use is going to create a larger market size, which is going to mean greater availability and selection for medical patients, likely for lower prices as more and more economies of scale come in here. So I think that's going to be apparent on day one of adult use sales, when a medical patient continues to get priority access in our dispensaries. And then the other measure of success is when the tax revenue is rolling into the state, when unregulated dispensaries at a gas stations are no longer in operation. And most importantly, when Delawareans 21 and up can go into an adult use dispensary and responsibly consume regulated product. That's the promise of legalization. And I think Delaware, with the quicker onset to sales that this bill allows for, is on the right track for.
Thanks to Adam Gores, Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs for The Cannabis Company, and our Sarah Petrowich for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us. We explore the threat posed by the invasive and highly destructive box tree moth, which was recently found in a Kent County home. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.